First, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onenda Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onenda Forbes. OnendaForbes.com is her website. Welcome back from the Big Apple, New York City. I've been following, I always follow your adventures on Instagram and Facebook, and noticed some pictures of New York City popping up, so I wanted to hear all about it.
Right. So it's a pretty big city. It's like home to 9 million people, and there's lots of things to see and do. So if you're going to go, we only went for like 4 days, like a Saturday to a Tuesday. You have to kind of think you're not going to be able to see everything. So plan carefully. Now, we flew with WestJet, and JFK is undergoing massive construction. So upon arrival, after you get your bags, you have to then take a bus that takes you to another area to pick up your transfers, whether it's like a bus or an Uber or a taxi. And then getting from the airport to the hotel, always remember that there is traffic in New York, no matter what time of day. So plan accordingly if you're going on a trip. Now, when we went, the first thing we did the day of arrival, because we got there pretty early, we went to the second last game of the regular season at Yankee Stadium, and that's where they play Pittsburgh. Now, the Yankees are a pretty top team, and Pittsburgh wasn't, but the Pittsburgh won, so it was kind of fun to see the underdog win. And it's a huge stadium, and the Yankee fans really get into their local team. So One of the things that, you know, you may want to consider, even if you're not a sports fan, is that New York has world-class sports teams, and it's fun, to experience with your friends and your family. So if you do have a chance and a desire, don't miss one. So we stayed at the Intercontinental Times Square, which is a great location. It's just off the craziness of Times Square and Hell's Kitchen. Now, just to tell you about Hell's Kitchen, because when you hear that, you kind of think of Gordon Ramsay, right? Yeah. I don't know if you do. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah. But it's actually, it started out as where poor working class Irish Americans immigrated to and like started their a neighborhood in west side of Midtown Manhattan. So here you're going to see a lot of restaurants and stores, a lot that have been created for generations and still within the family of people who settled here. Again, great walking distance to Broadway, but then if you go the opposite way, you get to see where the locals live and unique landmarks like Actor Studio, where this is where a group of actors and writers and directors, they all created this studio, and they go, and it's like a training site for actors, and famous actors went there, like the Baldwin brothers, Marilyn Monroe, Marlon Brando, Steve McQueen, just to name a few. So kind of neat to see. And I remember we were on the third floor of the Intercontinental, and we were looking across the street, and there was a ballet student or studio where a lot of students were practicing and learning their art. So, it's almost like you're seeing a movie as you as you are in New York, because so many things can happen. We walking along this scrappy restaurant, and when we came back, there was an article on Sunday morning news on CBS, and this writer was walking right by this restaurant that you see. So it's kind of neat to see. So as I say, we weren't far from Times Square, and it will be packed with people, and it's usually other tourists. There's pedestrian areas where you can sit and hang out. And if you aren't shopping or eating or seeing a show, there's not a lot to do in the area. And no New Yorker hangs out there. But it's a fabulous place to people watch for a few minutes. And I would come at night, try to come at night, because it's all lit up and it's kind of, that's when it looks the best. Must visit for me was the M&M store. Oh my goodness, it was so much fun. seeing all the different M&Ms of the world and getting your picture taken with an M&M. It like so many people go there. Everywhere you look, there was somebody with an M&M bag. So something fun to do, right? Our second day was a very rainy day. So we took a hop on, hop off bus tour that took us about 90 minutes, and it was a good way to see the sights and then determine what you want to see or go back to.
I love those hop on, hop off tours.
They're great. They're good
They are.
value. They very are good value. after that, again, because it was a rainy day, good place to go to, and what we went to was Madame Tussauds. And so it's five floors of celebrity fun. I got my picture taken with Queen Elizabeth and Princess Kate and Prince William. And then there's also a Marvel 3D, like about a 10-minute movie that it's kind of fun to go and see as well.
Yeah, we toured one of those in Hollywood. They're amazing. I love them.
Yeah, they are. They're really a lot of fun. Now, you can't go to New York. Well, I can't go to New York without seeing a show because it's the theater capital of the world. So try and squeeze in an evening show, but there are at matinees as well. And so there's lots of current favorites. So we went to see The Lion King, but you can go see Wicked or Aladdin or Chicago or Hamilton. There, when we went, we didn't really know what we were seeing, but we went by one of their theaters and it was almost like their debut night. And there was limos all lined up in front of it, and there was paparazzi.
Do they have the red carpets?
Yes, they did. And you think it's this, looking at TV, it's this big, huge area, but it really isn't. It's very compact, very, very compact. Now, tickets prices will vary greatly by show, but you can go to a place called Tickets, TKTS, and they have discounted tickets for that day for different shows. They also have an app where you can see what they offer. Now, this is a rookie mistake by me. So I thought when we went to the Lion King, it was intermission. I thought, oh, we need a drink. We need. So I went up there, asked for my drink. Did they give it to you in these Lion King's really gorgeous water bottles? It's like, oh, this is expensive. And it was expensive. It's not like a little plastic clear cup that you get here. It's like a real souvenir cup that you get to have for the rest of your life, and you want to keep it that way because it's really expensive. By the time you add the your drink in and your popcorn, so don't be losing that cup. But everywhere in New York is expensive. Even if you go somewhere like, a family restaurant, cheap and cheerful that you think, it's not cheap and cheerful. It's there's a cost to going to New York. But there are also lots of free things to do. And depending on your hotel, you can walk different places. So we went to what's called the High Line. It's a converted train track that is now like an urban walking park that stretches from 34th Street to and the Meatpacking District. And so there's lots of lookout points, gardens, public art, greenery. And it's one of the best things to do in the city, especially on a nice day, which we did have. a lot of locals do it too as well. And then next to it's in the Meatpacking District. There's a new building for the Whitney Museum Modern pardon me, Whitney Museum of Art, American Art, and it collaborates with the Met. If you don't go inside, the building is worth seeing, as it's a work of art in itself. But go inside. There's a wonderful exhibition of American art. Next to it and around in there is called Chelsea Market, which is essentially a huge food market with lots of different kinds of foods that you can enjoy. Another free thing to do is that we walk to Grand Central Terminal. It's the city's historic train station. It was going to be torn down in 1975, but it was saved by Jacqueline Kennedy, who raised money for its preservation. So you go in, there's a main concourse, you look up, like there's like stars in the ceiling, everybody's racing back and forth. There's eatery downstairs. One of a famous one is the Grand Central Oyster Bar and Restaurant. Or you could go fancy with expensive cocktails and go visit the Campbell. Now, so it's a good walking around place just to see it. I'm sure you've seen Grand Central Terminal in lots of movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
So you can kind of, feel the vibe of that as well. And if you were going to New York, plan ahead because you could also go see like or be in the audience of a TV show. And so like you could go to Saturday Night Live or The View, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert or The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. They all offer free tickets to your tapings, but you need to reserve it long in advance. So plan ahead. So again, it was a fast visit, but it was a fun visit. If you plan accordingly. Now, remember, we went in a time frame where there were some hurricanes in the Caribbean. So consider it could affect your weather if you go at fall time. But it's a fun place to go. One of the things that I do recommend, like is consider getting a Nexus if you're a Canadian citizen, because WestJet has a TSA pre-check, and eligible WestJet passengers departing from U.S. airports, including New York, are eligible to receive this designation when they do check-in. And I would do it because there are huge lineups at JFK going through security. Like it could be up to 45 minutes. And even if you have Nexus, look for the TSA pre-check because they don't always tell you. So you're in line and you're waiting, and then you finally see that segue to go into that pre-check line. So things like that are important, like when you travel, because you want to be efficient with your time at the airport and getting there. And there's different ways to get around New York. We did Ubers, we walked. We took the subway. The subway, all you do is you tap your credit card or your debit card or your Apple Pay, and you get led into the subway, and you can transit the subway. Now, it doesn't give you a ticket, but you are able to get in that way. And that was new to me too from when I went years ago. Lots of ride sharing, so Uber, Lyft, Via. And there's black cars which you have to pre-book ahead of time. And like it's easy to get around New York, so don't worry about that. You won't get lost. Take advantage of your hotel concierge. They have massive amounts of information and will share with you. Like for an example, our hotel concierge was able to get us 20% off the Madame Tussauds tickets.
Oh, cool.
So, lots of little perks that you can take advantage of and do, because as I say, not cheap.
Yeah, exactly. I do love New York City. I spent one day in it when I was docked there on a cruise ship, and I took in as much as I could. And Times Square, you can just people watch
Oh,
because
yeah.
there's so many fascinating people there. And New York in the fall is gorgeous as well. So sounds like you had an amazing trip.
It was fun. And trips, vacations don't have to be long, extended affairs. You know what? To consider getaways because that will refresh you and get you excited about life again, and maybe visit or revisit somewhere that is a fun destination.
For sure. Well, people can follow your adventures like I do on Instagram and Facebook and X at Onanta Forbes and your website, onantaforbes.com. Glad you had a good time. We'll talk to you next week, Onanta.
You take care.